North Derbyshire Radio, live at Why Not Festival, and with the lead singer of The Twang, Phil, joins me now ahead of their set today at Why Not. Am I right in thinking you've played before? I'm trying to think which year it was.
Yeah, we was talking in the van on the way here. I think it was like 13 or 14, one of them years.
It's been a while then.
But yeah, we've only done it once, and so it's good to be back. It's nice to be back here, man. Excited.
What is it about Why Not that makes it different? It's one of those festivals that, when I've spoken to artists all weekend, they've always said there's something about Why Not that separates it from other festivals. The atmosphere, the crowd, there's something about it that the artists seem to really like here.
I just think where it is as well. I mean, you look around, the drive here is just beautiful. The whole drive was just, you know, glorious, weren't it? So, yeah, it's a proper festival, isn't it? They're doing it properly, you know. It's good.
It's not too big or anything like that either. It's
Look at the light they had the Prodigy on yesterday. It's as simple as that, isn't it? They're doing it proper, you know.
Absolutely. And obviously where it is as well, there's so many cities like South from Birmingham and other cities that come into the Peaks, and like you say, there the country, the scenery and so on.
Yeah, we're happy to be here, man. We're chuffed.
So what's the plan for 2025, or the second half of it now, of course?
Just to keep writing, just to get in the studio as much as we can, try and write a record. We've got some shows booked for December. That's it. Just carry on, really. But the main thing is to try and finish off this set of songs that we've got. And, you know, that's it, yeah.
What can people expect today? Is there going to be some new stuff?
Nah, man. We're gonna go out and play the bangers, you know. We'll play Shoulders and that, which was the last song we released. And play a couple off the fifth record. But, yeah, we'll play the bangers. Give them what they want.
That's the thing, festivals, isn't it? People want the older stuff, don't they? It's not like a tour where you've got to do it.
I think in general, when you all gigs, man, people don't want to hear you play your new album in its entirety if they haven't heard it. Do you know what I mean? They don't want to just give them a good time, innit? Do you know what I mean?
Amazing. Thank you so much.